Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Older and wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Well, good afternoon. You're listening to Vectis Radio 104.6 FM and online. I'm Laura. Baby Archie is snoozing behind me. Tom is busy beavering away, editing his next IMO bits and bobs. He's a very resourceful young chap. He'll go far. And I have Jack in the studio with me. Jack is from Age UK Isle of Wight, and he's here today to talk about age-friendly training. Before we go into that, Jack, so you've not officially spoken in this segment before, tell us a bit about what you do and what areas you cover.
Super. So yeah, I'm Jack. I work for Age Friendly Ireland as an Age Friendly Development Officer. And my role's quite varied, really. I spend quite a lot of time doing the Age Friendly training now, but also, as I'm going to come back and do another show later on in the year. Indeed. I'm responsible for young volunteers and our intergenerational programme as well.
I think that's really special, isn't it? It's such a strength of Age UK Isle of Wight. As we've had quite a few shows over the past couple of months that have really focused and we've chatted about bringing the generations together.
Indeed. Our sort of young volunteer programmes, we've got about 25 young volunteers now who go out and do one-to-one visits. They might help our memory groups or even put on activities in a care home.
Yeah.
And we go into schools, we do assemblies, do presentations and classroom sessions, just saying about what it's like to grow older and some of the things Age UK can offer to these people's families.
Yeah, so important to get out there. And if you look at society nowadays, we've become quite fractured. You know, we all used to live in the same house. Generationally, you'd have grandchildren living with grandparents and you'd learn so much from all the different ages. I think there's so much to learn, volunteers with participants, and the other way around as well.
Yeah, you often find it is a two-way thing. So you might get experience from the older person passed on to the younger person, but also the young person might have skills and experiences that the older person might not. So yeah, it really does sort of work both ways, and it can be really nice to see.
Benefits everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
Wonderful. So tell us about your age-friendly training. So what is the training about?
So the age-friendly training was designed essentially to try and get organisations to look at older people when delivering their services. It's broken into four parts. The first part's just about what Age Friendly Ireland is, about what we do, and for any of the delegates there, perhaps if they want to access our services, what sort of things we can offer.
Yeah.
The second part is about actually looking at some of the issues older people might face.
Yeah.
So we look at things like dementia, like eyesight loss, like hearing loss.
Yeah.
And other things like retirement that perhaps aren't, you know, as obvious and well discussed. And then we have a short break, and then we come back and look at how can we sort of counteract that? So what's the best way to communicate with older people, especially if they're suffering with some of those difficulties, and to try and essentially make people feel more comfortable in that situation.
Yeah, and how has that been received with the organisations you've worked with?
Generally, really, really well. Our feedback's been fantastic. We've worked with over 30 organisations now. We've worked with about 500 delegates across the Isle of Wight and the South Coast.
Wow.
But yeah, generally fantastic, fantastic feedback, and I think people find it really worthwhile.
Brilliant. Where does it take place?
We always try and make it take place wherever the organisation's working generally the most. So the examples that we most commonly use, Southern Vectis we'll do on the bus.
Oh, great.
Red Funnel we did on the boat. And Southern Housing, we actually went out into their accommodation so we could look at it firsthand.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is the fourth part of the training leads on to accessibility.
Right.
And actually looking at the environment that the organisation is working in. Is it accessible? Can it be made better? And are there any sort of really low cost things that we can put in?
Yeah,
just that can make a massive change for people.
So one of your changes I've seen talking to Sally a couple of weeks ago about the forums, something I really, really love is the shopping lane at Tesco's.
Yep, so the slow till at Tesco's, that's a great example of our project all sort of working together, really. So it came from a lady at one of the forums. She essentially said she'd like to do her own shopping at her pace.
Yeah.
And then we went out and trained those Tesco staff about being age friendly, about dealing with, you know, various issues that people might encounter.
Yeah.
And they now put on that till, which makes people feel a lot more comfortable when they're shopping. So yeah. All in all, it's been really positive.
And it's not just the operational side of the shopping, is it? The physical side. It's the mental side, because, you know, as we know, isolation and loneliness are really big issues in the community. And just by giving someone a little bit extra time to have a little chat as well, that could make someone's day.
I think that's absolutely spot on. I mean, we speak to people who say that they might even go shopping just to have that one-to-one conversation with a person. So yeah. Especially when you look at the prevalence of sort of the tills now, where you might not even have to speak to a person.
Yeah.
It can be really beneficial for an older person just to have a little bit more time to have a little bit of a chat and feel, you know, that they're not so isolated.
Yeah, and something to the credit of the island, you know, I've come from the mainland, from hectic rat race London. And I have found that you go shopping, and in any supermarket, people will chat to you. And it is a slightly slower pace, but it's really lovely, because people are generally interested and genuinely interested in where you're from, where do you live, do you like the island? So it's a kind of, you're building upon that really lovely sense of community already.
I think, yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. We've got a great sense of community here on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
I mean, I myself am also from London originally, so, you know, there's a massive juxtaposition in the amount of time people might spend doing things.
Yeah.
As you say, there's a much slower way of life here. But hopefully these sort of things, if we can put them all together, will make it a really great place for people to grow old on the island.
Fantastic. Jack, this is so interesting. We'll come back and have further chats with you. We're just going to go to our adverts. And before that, we'll have a little bit of Meghan Trainor. We'll Let You Be Right. Followed by the awesome M People. And I do hope that maybe they could be headlining at the Isle of Wight Festival next year. That would be amazing.
That's M People with Dreaming. Surprise, I came out of the editing bay. Yes, so welcome back. This is Older and Wiser. I've stepped in as Archie decided to have a bit of a moment, but it's fine. Laura's dealing with it. She'll be back in just a moment, but I'm taking the reins for this middle link in today's show. But of course, we are joined by it's gone already. I just told you that I was terrible with names.
It's Jack.
Jake. I was going to say Jake.
That's all right. Anything like Jack's fine.
It begins with J. I was close enough. So, yes, we're talking about training. And so, Reese, just before that break, Laura was talking about things such as what's the training about, what it is, what kind of objectives there are, and where it takes place. And so I just wanted to carry on with some stuff kind of along those lines, and then maybe look at what the feedback has been and how well it's gone. And so... Is there a cost to this this training? So would it be free for companies on the island?
So that's a really good question. Yep, the Isle of Wight companies get this training for free. We've delivered to about 30 companies, I think it is now, on the island. But for companies on the mainland, it is going to be charged. They're sort of individual rates, depending on how many people you want to be on the session, what sort of things you want to be discussed. But that, obviously, you come to me or anyone at Age UK, and we'll be able to put something bespoke together for you. But yeah, if you're all from the Isle of Wight and you're an organisation looking to do the training, it is free. So make use of it.
That's a great stuff, because it's a great resource, and it's good to have it free, so it's accessible to all types of different groups. And so I asked about whether it's free and what kind of the cost element is it. And so here's another thing. So training's obviously got to be delivered somehow. How would kind of organisations and companies receive this training?
So the training takes place over about 3.5 to 4 hours, and it's a real mix of practical and theory. We try and put the practical in to make sure people are enjoying it, to make sure they're not sat down watching a PowerPoint for 4 hours and me talking. And we try and make it really realistic. We've got simulation suits, we've got simulation glasses, we've got hearing defenders, so we have lots of little tasks, and essentially try and empathise with older people that might struggle with their eyesight, with their hearing and their memory, and of course their mobility. So it gives our delegates a really good opportunity to experience some of those things.
Brilliant. And Oh yeah, and another thing is that is it accredited in any way?
Yep, so that's a really good point for us. Recently, about 3 months ago, we went through the CPD accreditation period. We're now accredited for the next year for all our training. So anyone doing it will get 4 hours CPD towards their personal development time, and it essentially just means that our training's been checked for quality, and the resources and the information that we're giving are correct and in good order.
Yeah, so you know you're getting the best.
That's it.
The very best of the best with the training. And so, good stuff. Yeah, great stuff there with the with the general information there. And so, I was going to talk about feedback. And I was going to actually ask quickly before that, what kind of organisations have you had anybody done it, have done it already? I'm really getting tongue-tied. I'm sorry about
that. That's all right, no problem.
So what kind of organisations have taken part already is the question they got there in the end.
So we've had a real variety. We've had private sector organisations, we've had Red Funnel, we've had WhiteLink, Southern Water, Southern Vectis. We've had charities take it on board, so we've done a lot of work with Independent Arts, more recently with their Time and Tide project. But we've also worked with public organisations. So we've worked with the police, we've worked with the fire service, we've recently been working with the clinical commissioning group, and also local GP practitioners. So it's a really sort of mixed bag, and it's great to be able to be working across so many different sectors.
Yeah, such a broad range of things, because it is useful to everyone, really. It's something that everybody should kind
Absolutely.
Of have some knowledge of and be aware of, because it's such an important thing. And so you mentioned quite a few. There was quite a few people who've taken part in the course. And what's the feedback been from these people? Has it been good?
So yeah, the feedback has been fantastic. I mean, of all of our evaluations that we've done, we've trained over 400 people, nearly 500 now, and 100% of them have said they'd recommend the course to someone else within their organisation or externally. And 100% have also said they believe the course content and delivery is really good. So that's been a real, real positive for us. And we've actually now begun rolling the training out across Age UK Isle of Wight itself to make sure all of the people within our actual organisation are being able to have this training for free, and make sure we're sort of practicing what we preach, really, and treating our clients with the best sort of quality we can.
Yeah, it's an amazing track record there with the feedback and all that. And so... has the course been externally reviewed, or was there any kind of outside influence on what you're doing, or has it all come from you?
So that's a really good question. In the infancy of the project, before the accreditation period that's taken place recently, we actually piloted it quite heavily with the fire service, with the police, with dentists, and sort of looked at, is this training relevant for organisations? Is there things in there that we should take out? Is there things we should add? And that was a really useful process in saying, what do organisations actually want from this training? Because there could be a big difference between what they want to know about older people and what we think they want to know. And I think that's been absolutely priceless in developing this course and moving it forward over time.
And so... Yes, so what else was I going to say? Oh, yes. So how's the course been marketed? Because you're obviously here on Older and Wiser, but how else have you been trying to engage with all these different companies and organisations?
So it's a really good question. A lot of our marketing actually comes out of our Age Friendly Island steering group, where we've got... You know, we've got quite a substantial number of organisations across the Isle of Wight on that now. A lot of them will come through that. A lot of organisations still come through word of mouth. We don't actually pay for sort of marketing and publicity on our training, so I suppose that can be seen as a positive in that the word is spreading about it almost naturally. It's great to have an opportunity to come on a show like this and talk about it and talk about what we do. And I use my social media and things like that, sort of free networks to sort of publicise it where I can. But a lot of it's been quite natural and organic, and people are sort of coming towards us to try and take it on, which is fantastic.
Brilliant stuff. I mean... Yes, so we've learnt there's an amazing track record and accredited course with, I think you said, 100% good feedback.
Yeah, it's been super.
Recommendations, a really amazing thing. And we're going to go on to talk a bit about why the course is being done and what kind of things organisations receive after taking part of the training in just a moment. We're going to listen to some Paramore, and then we will be back with that.
Older and Wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Well, welcome back. It is Older and Wiser. I'm still in the hot seat, but Laura has returned.
Hurrah, I'm back.
Hurrah, Laura is back. Yay, round of applause.
Oh, fascinating chat with Jack that we've been having for the past half an hour. So, Jack, your age-friendly training. Tell us about the trainer model. This is something really, a real strong point for your training.
Definitely. Looking forward, our project is a five-year lottery-funded project, and we essentially are trying to look at making the training sustainable. So in a year and a half, my funding ends, or a year and a half, 2 years around that time. So the trainer-trainer model essentially is me going out, giving the skills and the toolkit to an organisation to allow them to deliver the training itself.
Okay.
And we've been doing this already with Southern Vectis. It's been really successful, so we're hoping to try and roll this out more over the next year or so.
Yeah, fantastic. And why would you say that's been happening? Why have you decided to do the trainer training model?
Essentially, it's the best model for... I can't guarantee that I'll be around in a year and a half to deliver the training. So the more organisations we can get the sort of content over to, get the skills for someone to actually deliver it themselves, they'll be able to pass this information on to their organisation, which will hopefully mean it will be sustainable into the future, and this sort of training won't be lost, essentially.
Yeah. And with your training, your age-friendly training, can you give us an example of a company you've worked with where they've made, let's say, physical modifications firstly?
So physical modifications. Recently, we've been doing quite a lot of work with White Links. So I went over and trained their senior managers early in this summer. And more recently, I've been working on their disability audit, which has been really important. We've been going across on their boats, all their different routes, and actually looking at the accessibility on their boats for older people, and even people that, you know, have disabilities. But we were especially focusing on things like eyesight loss, yeah, dementia. And we sort of created about 6 pages, I think, worth of changes and things they're now going to look at through their auditing process,
yeah,
on the boats, not only that they currently have in operation, but also their new boat that's coming into operation soon. So
brilliant. So a fresh pair of eyes, basically.
Yeah, definitely. You know, through the training, I get to sort of go into quite a lot of different places, inspect all sort of venues, some of which, you know, could do some work. And it was great for White Link to have me involved and hopefully to be able to pass some insight across.
And part of your training isn't just the physical kind of building modification side of things. It's ethos, it's communication. Can you give us an example of something where that's been affected or changed?
Absolutely. So this goes back to the trainer-trainer to an extent. We're Southern Vectis now. They were the first to take on trainer-trainer. All of their staff, all of their drivers, they are trained and age-friendly. And what they noticed, one of the things they did notice whilst doing the training, was that sometimes people were pulling away before older people might have sat down. That, of course, can cause falls, it can cause injuries.
And it's such a tiny thing, isn't it? It wasn't flagged to you.
It was tiny. It was free to stop. You know, it doesn't cost them any money.
Yeah.
But once it was noticed, it's something they really picked up on. And it has led to a sort of a reduction in falls on their buses.
Yeah.
So through that training, something's been highlighted, which, you know, will save money, it'll save injuries.
Yeah.
And it just helps them come across a better company doing better things, really.
You know, as over the months, as we've had our Older and Wiser show, it's just remarkable to see Age UK Isle of Wight implementing and affecting all of this really positive change. And it's quite an inspirational movement that you're part of. How does that make you feel?
It's fantastic. I just started working at Age UK about a year and a half ago now. I've been involved with so many different projects, but not just been able to see the work of so many different projects. So in the interval, we discussed things like Men in Sheds.
Yes.
We discussed the IWAS programme, the trading standards, digital inclusion,
yeah,
all these things coming together to try and make the Isle of Wight a better place for people to grow old. And I think it's fantastic, some of the work that's going on, and it hopefully will be something that we can sustain moving forward into the future.
Definitely. Now, if an organisation a building or space was looking to get in contact with you, how can they do that, Jack?
So there are two ways, probably the only two ways I think you can get hold of me. First, call through to the Age UK number, 01983 525282, or you can email me. I'm fairly open with my email for work. It's jack.wedderkop at ageukiw.org.uk.
You're going to have to spell your surname.
So, yeah, of course, I don't think I've ever said my surname without it needing to be spelled. So, Weddercops, W-E-D-D-E-R-K-O-P. Yeah, so that's me. And, yes, definitely feel free to get in contact. I'm more than willing to come out and help and offer what support that I can.
Great, and what I'll do, I'll put a link on the Vectors Radio Facebook page. So if our listeners would like to just, you know, have a look at the Facebook page, then they can get your details from there as well.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. I've got a Twitter as well, so that's at InterGenIW. Obviously, you can contact me through the Age UK Facebook main page as well, or through our website, agefriendlyisland.org.uk.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jack. It's been a real pleasure to meet you.
You too.
To see the remarkable changes that are happening on the island with Age UK, Isle of Wight.
Thank you very much.
Great stuff. Thank you for having it.
Thank you.
Before we move on, I think, did we have a couple of shout-outs we wanted to do before the end of the show very quickly?
We do, Tom. Good remembering. I've got baby brain. My brain is like a sieve currently.
Sharp, like a pencil.
Yes, sharp, like a very blunt tool. On Saturday, most excitingly, at Westridge Tesco, so that's Tesco's ride, it's a Wessex Cancer Trust fundraising day. And do you know what, Tom? Do you know what, Jack? Vectis Radio are doing a live broadcast from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Come down. Come to the car park. Donate some money to the Wessex Cancer Trust. They do amazing work. And come and meet us. Come and meet me, Baby Archie, Kelvin, Kitty.
Kelvin's going to be there, I think. Is Hannah going to be there?
Hannah's there.
Hannah Banana Barker was in earlier, brought in some lovely donuts.
Thank you for that. Custard filled as well. There's also family fun happening. There'll be tombola, games. Just a really lovely day. Plus, big news, people. We have fridge magnets. Vectis Radio fridge magnets that we are giving away.
Nice.
I need to get a hold of one of those. They look brilliant.
No, they're for our listeners, Tom. Not for you.
Fine. I'll have to control myself around the fridge magnets.
You will.
Anyway, yes, so...
Do I have time to quickly do one more shout-out?
Oh, of course.
Oh, lovely. I just had a phone call. It was always nice to get a phone call in the studio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Our phone, it lights up like the Bat phone. You feel
it
like
does.
You're in the Bat Cave.
It's a bit like you're in a DeLorean.
Oh, it's just remarkable, isn't it? Britain's Got Talent are visiting the island. If you think you have what it takes to become Britain's Got Talent and to perform at the Royal Variety Show, they will be at the Key Arts on Wednesday the 29th from 3 until 8 p.m. If you're any kind of performer, the wackier the better, I think, get on down and represent our island.
Isle of Wight represent.
Yes.
Indeed.
Best of luck to anybody going over to that. Now, have we got any more shout-outs?
No, but should we say what's going on next week?
Shall we? Yes.
Okay. And next week, rather excitingly, I popped to Monkey Haven, which is a fantastic, inspirational charity rescuing monkeys, apes and primates. And next week, we are going on a tour of Monkey Haven. Then we've also got your IMO show.
We've also got my IMO show, where I pull news stories from all across the internet, and you can tune in to enjoy the nonsense. So that's what I've got. Is that it?
And there's loads more,
but I can't even think about saying it. You'll have to tune in to find out. Now, who have we got next? Who have we got waiting in the wings? We have Jeff Horsnell.
The glamorous Jeff.
It's a bit of a day today. I'm having one of those days. Jeff Horsnell is in the wings waiting for the Tea Time show, which is from 4 until 6. Then there's Hello Vectors with all your favourite talking features from 6 until 7. Then Gordon Cooper with the Midweek Rock Show from 7 until 10. That is what is coming up on Vectors Radio, the island's community station. We're going to go to some music now to take us up to the news. Here's Jonas Blue.